Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's episode, you have to show up or nothing gets done.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
You have to show up or nothing gets done. And this happens way too often. I'm writing this at 7 on Thursday evening, August 28th, 2025. Earlier this afternoon, at about 2:30, I went by the job site for our current construction project, and the production crew wasn't there. Based on the work that was done yesterday and what's left to do, they hadn't been there at all today. Now, I wasn't totally surprised because it rained this morning, but the rain had stopped by early afternoon. The roofer was there working, but not the other guys, and most of their tasks could have been done while it was raining. It was inside work. I know that both guys had multiple things on their to-do list, so the rain was a good excuse to work on those other things instead. This kind of not showing up is all too common in construction. As far as that goes, it's all too common in life. Just like the guys choosing not to work on this construction project, the same thing happens in our businesses and lives. Do we choose to follow up with that lead, finish that proposal, show up on time, communicate clearly, or do we let it slide? Even in life, we choose whether we're going to go to a kid's ball game or keep working to meet a deadline. We're all busy and trying to do so much that it can be hard to know what to do first. This is why it's important to know what your big rocks are and put them in the jar first. Clarity is key. We need to work on finding clarity for what things are most important. We need to be aware or we can't do anything about it. You've heard the saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Too often we are just greasy, squeaky wheels and not working on the thing that will help us to get to where we want to go. Don't misunderstand, sometimes greasing that wheel is the highest priority, but not always. There are so many things pulling us in so many directions, it's hard to know what to do next. Figuring out your priorities is where clarity starts. Once you understand this, you'll improve your ability to show up when and where you should. That's when you can start putting the first things first. Figuring out what is most important is one of the biggest challenges we have. Because it's such a big, scary thing, we just don't do it. Like any big project, you just need to do the first next thing. Because just like a construction project, if you don't show up, nothing will get done. You have to be intentional. You have to take action. This doesn't mean that it'll be the right thing every time. Sometimes you'll take the wrong step, but even a wrong step moves you closer to the right one. That's how you learn and grow. This process will be lifelong. You will be learning every day for the rest of your life. The only way you will build the business and life that you want is to show up, because nothing is going to get done if you're not there. This is the only way you're ever going to move forward. You have to show up, or nothing will get done. If you would like some help showing up in your business, schedule a free 30-minute meeting and let's figure it out together. Click the link in the description below and schedule your meeting now.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.